So, okay. Let's cut to the chase. You may notice the Starbucks in front of us, and you may be wondering, wow, how do they have Starbucks if there's no Starbucks near them? Or if it is, it's kind of far away. Well, our town that we always put down that we don't have nothing and that they don't put nothing in our town or anything, they actually put a Starbucks in our town and it finally opened. They put a Starbucks, they put a Harbor Freight. I don't know, my shit sounds all low.
Mine isn't. Or maybe, no.
Okay, there it goes. It sounds good. They put a Harbor Freight. They're putting a big old car wash now. Our town's making upgrades. Maybe they listen to the podcast and they're like, well, maybe I do need to fix my shit. Okay. But Erin Guilfoyle's wedding.
She got married. Congratulations to her.
Yeah, exactly. But fuck, I'm already starting with the exactly. The reason I wanted to talk about this is because I don't know why I was so emotionally invested into the wedding for some reason at all. I don't know, just anything. Like, she's been planning her wedding for like 2 years.
Forever, before the pandemic. And
it was so long that they just got married through the court. Oh, love. she got married through the court, and so they've been spending like 2-3 years planning it.
Yeah.
And she's been making YouTube videos about it, and I've just been so obsessed with watching them, like the dress, like her picking out the dress or finding the bridesmaids' dresses or surprising the bridesmaids and stuff like that. Yeah. And I don't know why I was so invested into it. Oh, we'll get to that later too about your coughing and stuff.
Yeah.
But it was this Saturday that the wedding was. And I was so, like, I was like, oh, like, I'm going to be honest. I was like, oh, I wish me and Vivi could be there. Yeah. Like, I don't know. It just felt like we were being invited when it was just like her wedding pretty much.
Yeah.
I don't know. I have no clue why I was so invested into it, but that's a first.
It's because she's such a sweetheart.
I think maybe she deserves it. And maybe that's why I felt so much care to get to be into it. But we also watched the Dune movie.
Yes, this Saturday. But we gotta hit the intro.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, here's the intro. I don't want to make the mistake this time because I need to talk about that too.
Real people.
Real people.
Real talk.
Real talk.
But in a fun way, because hey, life can't always be so serious. Broadcasting from New Mexico, this is the Young Excellence Podcast.
Welcome back to the Young Excellence Podcast.
Welcome back, ladies and gents.
Today is going to be a nice chill style podcast because I feel like we haven't had that in a long time.
We haven't.
We've been so busy trying to make it so structural that we're losing ourselves. When we need to bring it, we need to bring ourselves back to the old days where we're just ourselves.
I've been here. I haven't been gone.
You've been sick as fuck though.
I've been sick as fuck for like a while.
Yeah. But let's get back into it. We're watching the Dune movie.
We went to Santa Fe. We watched the Dune movie.
We watched Dune. What else? You fell asleep mostly through it. I mean, you're falling asleep. You said because you couldn't breathe really. Yeah. So I couldn't blame you. But I honestly thought Dune was gonna be a lot better.
That was one hell of a movie.
I don't know. I used to watch, like, before, like, when I first saw that they were coming out with the movie, I started watching, like, because there's a book on it. I started watching the reviews about the book, and there was a movie back in the day, so I was watching it, just trying to get, like, the gist of it, because everybody was, like, hyping over it.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, okay, let's see what it's like. And I feel like the movie was good, but it wasn't, like, as, like, action-packed as everybody was talking about. And most of it happened at the end, I feel.
Yeah, but then you have to realize, like, the movie's never the same as
and
the book.
You have to remember that this is in different parts.
Yeah.
So this one was in the first chapter. I'm just hearing from what I heard on Unfiltered.
Yeah, it's
the first
part one.
Yeah. You saw it too?
Yeah.
In the movie?
Yeah.
Because they're saying it.
It says Dune part one. I said, okay, can't wait for part two.
Yeah, because on Unfiltered, they were talking about when they watched it, and they're like, oh, it says chapter one. And everybody was like, it said chapter one? And I didn't even know it said chapter one. And for you to see that, they said it was in really light letters, so nobody really saw it.
They saw it.
But I guess there's going to be a chapter two, and that Zendaya, she got 800K for this part, and she's going to get...
It was 300.
I thought it was 800.
It's 300.
Oh, okay. And And for the next one, she's going to get like a couple million, like 16 million or 3 million. Could you imagine like
making that much money? I'd be like, you know what I would do? I'll hit Starbucks every day. For real.
I'd buy my own Starbucks.
I would go to Sam's and buy more of these.
No, the back is too loud, baby. I don't mean to hate on you. I'm just looking out for our listeners.
Okay, but
yeah, the Dune movie, hopefully, I don't know, I thought it was a good movie, kind of like Star Wars,
very well executed. I didn't want to watch it. I'm like, oh, I don't even have to. And Jane's like, I really want to. You like, you dragged me to all the Star Wars movies. I'm like, okay.
And she has the audacity, when we get home, we had a little fight, and she's like, oh, you're the one that wanted to watch the movie.
He picked the movie late. There was a 12 o'clock showing.
Because I thought, like, well, maybe we can go shopping. Maybe we can go to stores. Maybe look around for the meantime.
When do we ever shop, though?
Just look, I like to look around. I like the thought of shopping. I don't like actually doing it, but I like the thought of doing it. And she was like, oh, you're the one that wanted to put it all late. And she made me feel like, really, you didn't want to watch the movie? When she seemed interested into it while we were watching it, because it's Star Wars and that's your favorite thing.
Yeah.
You were?
Yeah, it was okay, interesting.
That's all I need to know.
Yeah.
Oh, I keep forgetting. Your pneumonia sickness.
Guys, I got pneumonia.
She got pneumonia. She got pneumononitis. Is that what you call it?
Pneumonia.
Tell them your whole story. Tell them how it started. Tell them how it finished. Because if you guys listened to last podcast, I'm pretty sure you guys knew that she was coughing. And we didn't really know why. But here, tell them your whole
Jane
story.
Jane just said, I need to take a vitamin C and suck it up.
That's my fix to everything. I take one every morning.
Would have died.
I hate saying I'm not sick and I haven't gotten sick because I don't want to jinx it, but look at me.
Okay, but I have asthma, so like I'm bound to get sick.
Okay, I understand. But tell them how you were feeling. Tell them how it went.
So, we were actually...
I was about to press the button. That would have fucking sucked.
We were actually like... I think we were exposed to COVID. Mm-hmm. But I got sick before that. And I got sick and I kept like, oh, my throat hurts. And I was like, I'm having such a hard time breathing. Like, literally, I was at work. And I had to park kind of far, like, at the college. And to walk it up to...
I don't want him to hear my swallowing.
And I had to walk it up. I had to walk, like, a little bit far. I almost passed the hell out on last Tuesday. And I called you. I'm like, I'm shaking. I don't know what to do. And he was like, well, I'm like, well, I don't feel hungry. Like, I'm not even kidding you. For the past, like, week and a half, I haven't eaten.
Yeah.
And so.
And you haven't been able to smell or taste either.
Yeah, I wasn't able to smell or taste. And so I really thought I had COVID. So I took, like, 4 COVID tests. And on Wednesday, I went to the hospital. And I went to the hospital here in town.
There's our clickbait. Like, she was in the hospital.
And so I went to, I actually went to work. And I couldn't breathe. And I almost passed out a couple times. So I was like, okay, you need to go. And I broke down at work, and so I had to like leave work because we didn't have an extra truck. And so my boss was like, okay, can you come back when there's another truck? And I was like, okay, I'll come back. But then I ended up in the hospital. I had to call him like, hey, like,
yeah,
I had to come to the hospital. I'm not catching my air. And like my oxygen was really, really low, really sick, and they said it was like pneumonia and bronchitis like together. But then I kept feeling like I can't breathe, and I would like walk from like our car inside, and I feel like I just couldn't breathe. I couldn't catch my air. Even like Jaden, like we went to the mall.
I'm pretty sure it was noticeable last podcast, because when I was editing it, when I was like listening to your voice, you could hear you like trying to catch your breath. Yeah. And when you were breathing in the background, it was like like wheezing. And I was like, you poor her.
Yeah, it was, like, so bad. And Jaden made me feel so awful, because he made me feel like I was just... basically said I was faking it. I'm like...
When did I feel like I was the one taking care of you most?
After our big fight on Sunday.
Oh, that was... I did not say anything that made it seem like you were faking. I was saying it.
No, he did. He said, read between the lines, bitch. And I did.
What did I even say? I don't even remember. If I don't remember, then that means it wasn't... I didn't mean it. Like, the way you think I meant it.
Anyways, so I went to the hospital yesterday because I still couldn't breathe. And they said I have pneumonia-nitis.
Pneumonia-nitis. When you said, did you say you thought you had bronchitis and pneumonia, or you had bronchitis?
I had them both.
Oh, is that where they got pneumonia-nitis from?
No. No. I guess pneumonia-nitis is, like, something different.
Yeah.
But basically, it's, like, pneumonia, but, like, around your lungs, not in your lungs, around your lungs. Yeah. So they're like, it explains, at first they're like, we're going to check you because you're showing the signs of a, what the hell was it?
The embolism, something like that.
Yeah, pulmonary embolism, which is a blood clot in the lungs. They're like, so we're going to check that just to make sure. And I was like, oh, I was like, fucking A.
When she went to the hospital yesterday. It was pretty much nighttime because she went so late. I was here just chilling, working on the podcast, doing homework and stuff like that, listening to music. And she sends me this screenshot and I was like, fuck, like what's wrong?
Yeah.
And I look at it and it was like the pulmonary embolism. Yeah. Is that how you say it? And I was reading it and I looked it up because I couldn't see like what it was called.
Yeah.
And I was like, funk, that's scary as funk. Because it said that like some people die. It's like 30% mortality rate. Yeah,
the blood clot travels like to your brain.
And I was like, and it was like, oh, it's curable if you catch it before it gets bad. And you've been sick as funk. So I was like, I don't think it's before.
Yeah.
And I was like, shit, I hope she's okay. I hope she doesn't have to like stay there and go through surgery and everything.
I know. So they did like the whole other x-rays and everything. They're like, oh, they're like, it's just pneumonia. It's just like around your lungs. But they're like, it makes sense why you can't breathe because it's like constricting your lungs. I'm like, oh.
The way I imagine it is like kind of like a net and it's kind of like holding up against your lungs.
Yeah. So they gave me medicine and I felt very good afterwards. And I have been feeling good since.
Good.
I still feel like, and today I only lost my breath twice.
You sound a lot better.
I do.
Even on the mic, the headphones, you sound way better.
This is like the best I've sounded in like weeks.
Yeah, it's like that shit cleared
it's everything. It's been building up for weeks, people.
Yeah. But the other day, like we mentioned, when we went to go to Santa Fe to watch a movie, it was reminding me of those times when, I feel like ever since that one time we went to Santa Fe for the first time together.
Yeah.
I feel like ever since then, we've always tried to recreate those times.
Yeah.
Because just like I hate we're using the word vibe, but the vibe of that time just seemed like perfect.
Perfect.
And I seem, for myself, I don't know about you, but every time we go somewhere, I always try and do like the same things I did that day or listen to the same kind of music that we did that day to replicate the vibes and everything of that day because it's so perfect. I don't know.
No, I feel you. That day was like, it was so nice. I actually thought it was going to be like, the most boringest day ever. I was like,
that was the first time we ever went out of town together. I had $150 and we spent the whole day. It wasn't $100. Yeah.
$100. I put in 50, you put in 50.
Yeah. And it was just like the week after Christmas, right?
Yeah.
And
we had planned it for like an entire month.
Yeah. And that we used like our Christmas money for that.
We went and watched Moana.
We were listening to the Moana soundtrack. I was in the shower listening to it because that's how excited I was.
Yeah.
And, we went with $100. We stayed at the mall for more than 3 hours?
Like 4 hours.
4 hours. We didn't buy anything because we didn't have the money to buy anything, but we just walked around because going to Santa Fe was like a rare thing for me. So whenever we went, I was like, shit, let's go here, let's go there. Just to be there was fun.
Yeah.
Now it's like a normal thing, and I feel like that's why I always want to recreate it.
I don't know. Like, I felt like, it was like the best, but I felt like we weren't going to talk to each other.
I don't know. I felt the opposite.
We were like, what, a year and a couple months in? Mm-hmm. But we were going through a hard time in a relationship. So I was like, it's either going to be the best or the worst. I thought it turned out to be the best.
I had the opposite reaction. I was like, wow, this is going to be amazing because like we're going on a trip by ourselves and that's never happened before.
I was so terrified.
I was so excited. And
the day before waiting for it took forever.
Ever, yes.
It's like the Christmas night. Fucking that shit takes forever.
Yeah. And that's what I wanted to talk about is like now that I try and replicate him every time, it's crazy how when it's happening like those days, how you don't really think about how you're going to remember that forever.
Yeah.
And that I feel like that's how times have been happening. Like it happens to us still. And there's memories that we've made that I have no clue that they would be such like major events that I'll remember forever. Yeah. But,
like, I had this one that I keep going back to, but I can never get it, like, the same way.
Which one?
It was, like, a couple years ago, and it was, like, just a rainy day.
Mm-hmm.
And I had spent the day with my mom and my grandpa. And first I was my grandpa, and then I went with my mom. And we were watching my sister play tennis and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so she's like, I'm going to drop you off at Jaden's. And it was, like, I came out here, like, early. It was, like, 3 o'clock. And I came, spent the time with you.
I hate the swallowing sound. I'm sorry, I came, guys.
And I, 3 o'clock, and it was nice and rainy and cloudy. And all we watched at that time, it was like the 24 hour challenges.
Yeah.
And we just watched,
Sam and Colby. Those were so fun. I remember that.
And we just watched those, and that's like my favorite time.
And the trick I use to remember good times like that is music. Have you noticed?
Yeah.
That every time we go to Santa Fe, we always play the same songs that we played last time, pretty much. And I feel like that's my way of sort of pinpointing every memory, because it's hard for me to remember memories just like that.
Oh, mine smell.
So I kind of like, smells a big one too.
It smells like California.
I connect music most of the time with memories. So when I hear a song, I'm like, oh, this is when this is when me and Charlene would sit down in the backyard on the trampoline and eat our Burger King or whatever the fuck we got that day, and we used to watch YouTube on there too, huh?
Yeah.
Remember, we would just finish eating and we would start wrestling each other on the fucking trampoline. We used to like go hard too. We used to tackle each other.
I guess no wonder that thing broke.
Being a kid,
we used to hit each other. Yeah, hard.
We used to almost fall off. Remember? Yeah, that shit was scary.
That was before Wolfie.
Yeah.
That was speaking of like crazy. California, that like takes me back, because my sister, that hotel that we stayed at had a Starbucks, and we had never had Starbucks, and she's like, "Sister,
that was the first time you had it."
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And she's like, "I got this frap. It's called Vanilla Bean," and she gave me a drink, and she's like, "We have to go tomorrow before we leave." And we went down, and it was closed. So I had to wait forever.
I think the first time I ever tried Starbucks was when we went by ourselves that first time.
Really?
That was the first ever time. I don't even think I knew what Starbucks was. Maybe I seen it on YouTube or something, but I had no clue what it was.
That was me with Panda.
Really?
Yeah.
We used to always get Panda when I was little.
Not me.
Starbucks, and now look, they brought one here. I'm just still going to give love to Cafecito. That's like this little coffee shop they have here in town. It's like a family-owned, I'm guessing, I don't know, small business. I don't know if it's a family that owns it.
Small Business Saturday.
They make some good coffee.
Yeah, they do.
But I think they still have my heart here for coffee. The Starbucks, nothing tastes better than Starbucks.
That's like all milk.
That's pretty much, it's all sugar. I've been on a hot coffee kick lately, and I was like, funk. Like, I had hot coffee this morning, and I'm not one to drink coffee all the time. But today, I was just craving it so bad. And I was like, I made myself some coffee this morning, and I drank it, some hot coffee. And then I told Charlene when she got home, I was like, okay, let's shower, after we shower, let's go grab a coffee, and then we'll come do the podcast and just chill.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to get a hot coffee, so I was like, funky, I'll get the most basic thing, the caramel frap.
But with extra caramel, because Jane's bougie.
I love that sugar. What else? Oh, I need to fucking tell you. That's why I said in the beginning, I can't make the mistake, because I needed to talk about it.
What?
Guess what fucking happened today? What? I was listening to Zane and Heat's podcast.
Yeah.
And right in the middle, I was like pumping out my workout. Yeah. And I don't know where you hear the intro sound. Watch. Let me play. I always mistake our sound for it. This one.
No way!
I hear it playing on that shit. And they were all like, what the fuck was that? And then Heath was like, no, keep it on. And they're all vibing to the sound. And I was like, no way. They're actually playing the fucking stock Roadcaster sound.
No way they have it too.
And they're like, we need to play this to get hype every podcast. And I'm like, no, please. They're going to, they'll be the type of people to play it and it for it to blow up. And everybody want to use that on their fucking podcast when we done it first.
They're
by mistake.
So good in their podcast.
I know.
So proud of them.
It's pretty crazy. I thought they were going to have guests this time, but because it said two celebrities. I haven't finished all of it. Maybe they did had somebody on there.
No, because they had to guest last week.
I thought they do one every week.
Every other week.
How'd you know?
Because it's been like that forever.
I haven't paid attention.
Since season two, baby. Come on.
I just listen to whatever it's on.
Not me. I'm a fan.
What else? What else do we need to talk about?
What else? Let me see.
I'm so sorry if I'm making weird noise, guys. I hate that sound.
I think Jay's getting sick now.
No, I just have all this phlegm in my throat.
Oh, he's getting sick.
And it's bothering me. It's not, my throat's not bothering me. Like I tell you, I take a vitamin C every single morning.
And he was like, if you took a vitamin C, you wouldn't feel like this. I'm like, you don't know how I feel, sir.
I know. I went on a big old rant and I was like, that's why you need to take care of yourself so this shit doesn't happen. You need to take vitamin C every morning and your vitamins and all of this. And I've barely, who am I to say? Because I've barely been starting it too.
Charlie, I bought him the fucking...
the one a day. Like, they're not the one a day ones, but they're like the what the gummy vitamins.
They're the vitamins. I bought him like 2 weeks ago. So, sir, you haven't been taking them that long.
I'm in a personality change. I'm into bettering myself. So every morning I get my water, fill it up with the vitamin C powder, shake it up, and I take my gummies and my omega-3s for my joints. Speaking of that, I'm so happy I'm taking them because this morning when I was bench pressing, my shit popped when I was doing it. I was like in the middle and all I hear is, and it's been... for your listeners, if you didn't hear that, I went, I can't make it again. But I was bench pressing and it fucking popped and it hurt so bad. And I don't know, it just felt so uncomfortable the whole day. It's still hurting now a little bit.
Sorry if I'm still coughing, I'm still sick.
Only saying coughs like last time, we were like,
I see what I mean. You piss me off.
That's my job to pick on you. Who else is gonna do it?
Upset.
You want to move on to the Reddit discussion?
Sure.
I have one more. Okay, so I don't know where I was listening to this, but I wanted to talk about how people treat. We were talking about it.
What?
In IHOP Saturday or Sunday.
Oh, how they treat how workers? How
people treat the workers.
Treat your workers good, people.
We went on a big old rant in IHOP talking to each other about how like, because the people at IHOP, even though it's out of town, the waitresses and the waiters always seem like they remember us for some reason.
Yeah.
So every time we go in, they're like, oh, how are you guys? How are you guys doing? Have you
been? No, long time no see.
And I'm like, I tell her.
We come like once a month.
Exactly. And I'm like, I tell her, I'm like, I think they remember us, even though it's like a long time in between. But these people are so nice. They come and they treat you so nice. And I was like, how do people treat these kind of people like shit?
Yeah.
And they're so nice to them.
Yeah. No, I know, because like last Monday we had the nicest.
The most nice waitress I have ever had in my life.
Such a sweetheart.
She had her AirPods in and she was like on top of everything. She saw you take a drink of your fucking water. She's like, here, I'll get you more. And she's like, you guys got napkins, you guys got everything. Anytime some mishap happened, they're like, she fixed it right away.
Yeah.
It was like the nicest waitress I've ever had. And after seeing that, I was like, how can somebody be, I guess you could say, like a Karen to somebody like this? Just, she had her AirPods in, just going with the flow, going, doing her job right. And I was like, how can you be mean? There's people that are so nice like this, and you still have the audacity to be such a bitch.
No, I know, or a like, dick to them. I will never, because I work customer service, I will never, ever look down on them, because every job is hard in its own way.
Yeah.
So whether you're a freaking, I don't know,
and especially her, it was already like nighttime. It was like 8 or 9, right? Somewhere around there.
It was like 7.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's been getting dark faster, so I don't even know what time it was, but it was already getting late, and it was like still people coming in, and she was still going with like with the flow quick.
Yeah. Have you ever seen like somebody being like, have you ever been at a restaurant where like you hear somebody yelling at the waitress?
It's never happened in front of me, but I've seen a lot of videos for it to happen. And I've even seen some where like the people are being so such mean to them that they like start crying and stuff. The workers, that was me. Stuff. Really?
You're yelling at a freaking teenager, a high schooler. Like, how do you think it makes us feel?
I know, because you're little still. Yeah. And you're a grown adult yelling at a little kid. Yeah. How do you, it's like me yelling at Levi. Of course he's going to cry.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just find it so embarrassing when people talk down to the waitresses.
I found it so, like, that's the most embarrassing. Like, the lowest of the low.
Yeah, how can, like I said, how can you be like that? Because it's so, to me, it's the most embarrassing thing to ever see. You don't look like a cool person or a boss bitch or anything doing it. You look like a dickhead, and nobody's going to support it.
I was watching this video.
Nobody says anything because, I mean, it's none of their business or most of the time. Yeah. But if somebody does mention something, that's good, because those people need to be put in the fucking place.
Watching this video where this girl... she like ordered soup at like some restaurant.
Yeah.
She wasn't the one she wanted or some shit like that. And she goes inside with her boyfriend yelling at the server.
Oh, I've seen a couple like that. I know where you're going.
And she fucking threw it at the girl's face and then ran outside.
I never saw that.
Yeah. She threw it at the girl's face and ran outside like, bitch, if you're going to sit there and throw something at somebody's face, you better sit there and catch these fucking hands.
I thought you were going to talk about the ones where their girlfriends are over there trying to chew out the fucking waiters or like the, at the so store and something, and the boyfriend just like standing there like, and afterwards he's like, I'm so sorry that she was like that.
Yeah.
Like, the boyfriend fucking apologizing.
Yeah.
Most of the time, like, you would expect the boyfriend to be on the girlfriend's side.
Yeah.
And for them to go up to the person and apologize for how they were shows that the girlfriend's in the wrong.
Yeah.
And it's so embarrassing that your boyfriend has to go be like, I'm so sorry that she's acting like that. I don't know.
Could you imagine if I was like that?
Yeah. I don't even think we would be together. I'm the
person that's like, we should tip him like $20.
Exactly.
And Jane's like, no, baby.
$20 is good, but
it's a lot. I feel like if they deserve it, they deserve it. And yeah, that's how I feel.
That's what, like, especially that chick.
Yeah,
I was like, do you have cash or anything? Because I didn't have cash. I only carry my card.
We gave her,
I was like, if you have any cash, I'll send you it afterwards. And because she was such a good waiter, let her go untip good.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we tipped her well.
I mean, we had our fair share of like bad waitresses, but we still tip them because like that's their livelihood.
The motto I live by is, if somebody's being mean to you and stuff,
doesn't mean you have to be mean to them.
Yeah, be nice to them, because most of the time, if you do, it's going to change their attitude towards you.
Yeah.
I guess you can say cliche, kill them with kindness.
Yeah,
made a song with that. Was it Demi Lovato that made a song? It's like, kill him with kindness. Or so. Selena Gomez or something like that.
That's what I did to Jaden one time. He's like, starts off, and then he goes rambling, and I'm just like, ignore. And then he's like, yeah, ignore me. I'm just like, do it, go ahead.
Nothing to fix that. Yeah, let's get on to the Reddit discussions. This one says, am I the asshole for going home after my boyfriend and his family kept me waiting outside of his room at the hospital? My boyfriend, male, 32, of 5 years, had an accident days ago and was admitted to the hospital. He has a knee injury, so nothing too serious. On his third day at the hospital, I got off work and went to visit him. When I arrived, his family was there too, and I was told to go stand outside of his room by his family after I entered the room. I couldn't even speak to him, and he was 100% awake and saw me. I was standing there in the hallway with them completely ignoring me for 3 hours straight. After waiting for that long, I just walked out without saying a word, since I didn't even think they would acknowledge my presence. I went home feeling upset, and his mom called to scold me for leaving like that. When I opened up to her about how I felt, I was constantly ignored and how I felt like my presence wasn't important since they told me to wait outside. She was shocked, telling me this isn't about my boyfriend. What? This isn't about me. My boyfriend just got out of a horrible situation, and I should be happy and feel grateful for getting him back instead of sulking and craving attention. She explained that my boyfriend was on medication and went on about how he was leaving like that painted me in a bad light. She shamed saying I should feel ashamed of myself for not giving my boyfriend the support he obviously needed, and brought an overall negative energy to the rest of the worried family members. She made me feel absolutely guilty, even though she was the one who requested I wait outside. But I'm not sure whether I did the right thing by leaving after waiting for 3 hours straight. Was I in the wrong for leaving? Should I have waited a bit longer?
I feel like I need some backstory on that. Are the parents mean to her?
More than likely, if they're gonna kick her out of the room,
yeah, that's true.
And for 3 hours straight, in those 3 hours, you couldn't let her go see him if he was awake.
Be like, oh, hey, this is what's going on. They're doing this test, they're doing that test. Da 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 da.
That's the parts we don't know about. But if it's just going off what she said, if it was 3 hours of the family just being in there with him and she had to wait outside, then that's like a big problem.
Yeah,
and more than likely, the parents don't like her.
He's 32.
Shit, he is. I read it and I didn't even fucking realize. 32, and she said boyfriend. I thought it was his husband. I was going to say, if it's your husband, you should be the first one in there.
Maybe she should be the one in charge.
Exactly. I don't know. I think she was, I guess, in the right, because the boyfriend should have spoke up if he wanted her in there to his family.
But we don't know if he was unconscious. He was in an accident.
Said he was up and awake.
Oh. Then he should have said, where's my girlfriend?
He saw her. So he should have been like, oh, can I see her, or can she come in? Can she
be in here? No, she's in the right for leaving.
Yeah, exactly. I would have. If you were like, oh, if you saw me and you didn't, if you didn't say like, oh, come in or something, and I stayed out there for 3 hours, I would have eventually left. I would have left. She doesn't want to see me or anything.
I would have left. I'm like, bye.
See? And the mom's all fucking stupid for trying to paint, saying they painted her in a bad light. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they didn't even like her in the first place.
They don't like her.
What's wrong? Nothing. Why do you have attitude?
I don't.
I can see it on your face. Come watch the video and you guys can see her face.
I don't.
But what do you think about the mom?
I feel like the mom is
trying to guilt shame her. Yes! Is that what you would call gaslighting?
That's what you call emotional incest, beat.
Is that what you call gaslighting?
Yeah.
Like the way she's, I always hear people say gaslighting and I still don't really know the true meaning of it. I know,
they're like, you stopped gaslighting me. I'm like, how do you gaslight somebody?
I know it kind of means like, I have no clue.
I think when I see gaslighting, I feel like it's like in a relationship when he does something wrong, when like, not he, but it could be her too.
Like manipulation?
Manipulation. Like, well, I cheated because my grandma's in the hospital.
Is that, I feel like it's like trying to put blame on somebody. Is that gaslighting?
Yeah.
I think, yeah, I think.
The fucking guy always does that. They're like, I don't love you no more because I did this.
It's always like the stupidest thing. It's always like, oh, I saw a funny one the other day.
I have to fucking tell you this fucking story. Say it. No, I have to tell you this like by ourselves.
Oh, okay. I heard this one the other day. Where you're making me laugh. This one the other day, the guy was like, oh, I think it was the ex-girlfriend or something, yeah, talking about the guy, her ex-boyfriend, and she was like, oh, yeah, we broke up because he said he fucked her because they lost the state championship game or something.
I know.
And that they was in distress.
Men will say the stupidest thing. They're like, well, my grandma just broke her leg. My dog.
Oh, I've heard that one too. They're like, yeah, my dog died and I had to meet with somebody.
I swear.
They're so fucking stupid.
They'd be coming up with the stupidest things. I mean, some people would be like, you said you blocked her. Well, obviously you did block her.
I know.
People are so stupid.
All right, let's get on to the next one. Oh, you have me choking. Okay, this one says, how do girls find boyfriends so easily? I'm a 21 female, and I have never had an actual, real, committed relationship with a guy. I'm not in a rush, but I see some people get in long-term relationships all the time, or they break up with a guy and start dating a new one within a few months.
Sorry.
Okay, sorry for the interruption.
Sorry.
I see some people get in long-term relationships all the time, or they break up with a guy and start dating a new one within a few months. But it takes me 21 years to find a guy. It sucks because I want to have that experience. I hear people say to not be too easy when it comes to guys. And if I like someone, I don't have to have sex with them until like the 10th date. And I've tried that numerous amounts of times when it happens, that's all they want to do. Or if I don't have sex, they leave me. It makes me feel insecure, like I'm not good enough. I really don't feel like I'm capable of finding a guy. I'm not clingy, boring, easy, or unattractive, I think, lol. So what is it? No one wants to get to know me, it seems. I just feel like I'm here to procreate.
Sorry about that, to take my medicine.
Did you hear what I said? Or do you want me to summarize it?
Yes, please summarize it.
Okay, she was talking about how she sees all these couples getting into long-term relationships or breaking up and getting together with people right away.
Yeah.
And she wonders why she can't be like that either, that she has trouble trying to find people to be with her because she likes to wait to have sex with them for a while. And if she doesn't have sex with them, they leave her or something else. And she says it makes her really insecure and that she feels like she's like not good enough for people to like her or not, like without having to have sex right away.
Yeah. I don't know. That's like a hard one because we're in that culture where people are just about,
and she's 21.
Yeah. So
that's around like that age where
we're in the hookup culture.
Yeah.
That's where we're
at. That's the age where people just want to hook up and they don't want like true relationships.
And then there's some that like do, but don't at the same time. They're like, oh, we're going to break up because of the college experience.
Am I pushing the mic a little bit?
Like, I want to break up because I need to live my college life.
That's how Ilya's girlfriend broke up with him.
What?
They were dating for 4 years. From high school, mm-hmm, until she was like 20, 21, somewhere around there where they were. And he was talking about it on the podcast And he was saying that she broke up with him one day just because she's like, oh, I'm going off to college and I want to be able to live my life there. And that, just that. And he was like, he's like, ever since then, I feel like that's why I've been so successful or whatever, because I lose that as motivation. And the words he goes by, he's like, you'll for sure be successful if you either had your heart broken or someone in your family dies.
You will. You know what? You get your heart broken, boom, you're going to bounce back within a month, baby girl. You will.
I think that's better. I mean, I've never been in a heartbreak, but...
Never had your heart broken?
You're my first girlfriend who's going to break my heart.
What if I broke your heart once?
No. I mean,
I've never broken your heart while we were in a relationship.
No. Heartbreak can come from different things, but not just breaking up with somebody, but I've never... Yeah,
you could still be in the relationship and have your heart broken.
Not by you, but I feel like it's like true. Like, else. You kind of just use that... You use being successful, like, you doing stuff and all that to as, like, a... to kind of hide the feelings, which I'm all spitting, to hide the feelings so you don't feel so sad all the time. Yeah. As a distraction.
Yeah.
There's the word.
Like, let's say you were in a relationship and you haven't been, like, taking care of yourself. The moment you guys break up, you know you're going to be taking care of yourself.
You know you're going to be in the gym 24/7. You're going to be getting new clothes. You're going to be getting nice haircuts. You're going to be
doing your hair.
You're going to be popping and just to make yourself feel better and not make the other person jealous, of course.
Of course.
I say it like I've been through it. So I like to imagine.
You like to imagine that I broke your heart?
I like to imagine just being heartbroken.
Okay. Anyways, what were we talking about? Anyways.
Oh, her.
Yeah.
I feel like... I mean, she's in the age where, like, people just like to hook up and... I mean, that's fine for whoever wants to do it. But if she's looking for a long-lasting relationship, she's, I mean...
Maybe you're looking in the wrong places.
Yeah, because I feel like there's bound to be some guy that would want to be in a relationship with you.
Yeah, look at me and Jaden.
What do you mean?
Like, we're in a long-term relationship from high school.
Yeah. I mean, there's someone out there for everybody. I guess everybody says that, but you...
I really thought that when you were when you graduated, you were going to break up.
Oh, hell no. But someone will... come around that's not gonna want to just have sex with you.
Yeah, they're just gonna come around to be with you for you.
However long it takes, it's bound to happen, but that's up to time to tell, right?
Yeah, no. I say just wait it out. Do your thing, baby girl. I don't know. What would you do if you're in that situation?
I would just chill. I wouldn't be trying to focus on that so much because it's bound to happen at some point. You just can't be looking so hard for it because, like everybody says, love happens when you least expect it.
Yes, I know. Like, I wasn't meaning to find the little kid.
The little 14-year-old boy.
Don't make it sound that bad.
When you were a senior.
Don't make it sound that bad. It's not my fault.
I haven't made a joke in so long. I needed to make a joke. So long. If you guys are new listeners, Charlene is... 4 years older than
I'm
me.
I'm 3 and a half.
So she started dating me when I just got fresh out of 8th grade and she was a senior.
You make it sound so bad. Oh my gosh. No. We were friends first.
And we were in band. Even better, huh?
Even better.
Yeah.
I wouldn't focus on a relationship.
Me either.
If I were her, I would just... wait for it to happen, because when you start focusing on it, then you're like, oh, is this the guy or is that the guy? Or
it happens when you least expect it.
Yeah.
Best way to summarize it.
Were you looking for a girlfriend?
No. I was never looking for a girlfriend. I was just looking for, I guess, acceptance for people to like me.
What do you mean?
Like I just was looking. I was like, oh, maybe it would be nice if a girl liked me and you happened to come along.
Oh, my poor baby.
What? Oh, I forgot to show you guys too. I got new glasses. $60. I ain't gonna pay no $300-$400 for a pair of fucking glasses.
Where you got them from?
This website called Zenny. Non-sponsored, of course.
Zenny.
Who knows? Maybe it can be sponsored. But I got them for $60. No ad. I'm not gonna explain how their process is unless we get in a check from it.
Shut up.
All right. You ready to finish the podcast?
Sure.
All right. My stomach keeps rumbling. I'm starving. Hope it's not picking up on the mic.
I am so hungry, especially because I have asked Jaden, like, Mom got us panda last week and I didn't even eat. Mm-mm. That's not how hungry I wasn't.
Yeah. That's how hungry I was. What? that's how hungry I wasn't. I don't know. I don't know how you would
say. That's how much sick I was.
Yeah. But, all right, guys. If you're on audio, check us out on YouTube. You can see our beautiful faces and all these pretty pictures and everything we put up. And yes. If you're on video, go check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcast, or wherever you happen to even listen to your podcast. You could also...
Why the face? You said that backwards. Because you're like, if you're on video.
If you're on video, go check us out on Spotify and Apple Podcast and stuff. If I don't know, I don't know.
I don't know.
But you can check us out on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. If you're not already on watching us on YouTube, and that's it.
That is it. And welcome back.
Oh, and we have some exciting couple episodes coming up. We have a bunch of good guests planned.
Yes, we do.
We have two to maybe three guests planned for the next couple weeks.
It's gonna be three. I'll make sure it's three.
Yeah, but so stay tuned for that. Be ready for these coming episodes, these coming weeks.
Yes, you got my baby sister.
It's gonna be good. But we'll see you guys next week. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Let's take it out with one of our sounds. Ready? Which one do you want to do?
What is that?
That's what I said.
What is that?
Bye, guys.